We'll know next time. People wait in a long line that winds around Dillingham's high school gym. Thursday's first group of people to get the vaccine are those 65 and older. After they get the shot, they wait on the high school bleachers as a precaution against any adverse reactions. Norm Anderson got one of the first doses of the Moderna vaccine.
Would you mind me asking how old you are?
Yeah. Go ahead, ask.
How old are you?
Old. I'm 68.
He says the clinic is timely and necessary. The process was smooth.
It was wonderful. The people were nice. Everything was ushered right along in good time. Got shot. The people were friendly and nice, clean. And now I'm just in a holding pattern to go home.
When asked whether he felt relieved.
Yeah, somewhat. You know, not everyone is being as cautious as I think you should be, so this is kind of like an added shield for your own protection.
Helen Aderman is among the elders who showed up for the first vaccination clinic in Dillingham.
I'm in my 60s. Old enough to know better.
She's crocheting as she waits on the bleachers. She says getting the shot was just fine. The 15 minutes is just a precaution.
It was good, you know, being that there's this COVID stuff going on. We'll have to wait and see, you know. But I think it'll be good. I heard a lot of people, you know, they've been good.
The Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation organized the clinic in three stages: for people 65 and older, for high-risk candidates, and essential workers. Bernina Venwa is part of the Health Corporation's COVID-19 response team. This is the first big push to get people vaccinated, and they'll be back in about a month to offer people a second dose.
It's going to be between 25 to 35 days. We're looking at the overall schedule.
The Moderna vaccine requires a booster shot about 4 weeks after the first dose. The vaccine is thought to be fully effective around 2 weeks after that. But if a person misses their booster shot within that window, health experts still recommend they get a second dose when they can. The Health Corporation plans to hold smaller versions of the clinic in other communities around the Bristol Bay region. The Dillingham Clinic was a group effort. BBHC worked with the city, the state public health team, the school district, the Chukayong Tribal Council, and volunteers. As the clinic winds down, I get in line. KDLG is owned and operated by the school district, so I'm eligible for the shot. A nurse directs me towards one of the tables.
Okay, so I need this, but however you want to do it, I can also get your dose ready while you're getting yourself set up.
Public health nurse Gina Carpenter reads me some basic information.
The biggest thing is this will be recorded with BBHC's data, but it also gets submitted to the vaccine statewide immunization registry.
I do not like needles, but I roll up my sleeve.
You know how I feel about shots.
She gets nervous, and then everything's just fine.
You're going to put the time that you got your vaccine.
It was just fine. The shot didn't hurt at all, and I didn't have any adverse reactions apart from a little soreness in the arm. There will be vaccination clinics in communities around the region in the coming weeks. Those who got the shot in Dillingham should stay tuned for the next clinic in February. I know I will. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.